In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome back. Let us pray another shortened votive office of the Holy Spirit. So, votive masses and votive offices of the Holy Spirit are really times in which we have a special need to ask God, the Holy Spirit, for guidance, for strength, for direction. You can do them on the election of a new pope or the beginning of a new school year. Days when you're asking for a leader to be elected, a new leader in your community. And I just feel like there's some of that going on in our community, but I think as a digital community, apart from the parish where the ordination is happening, we really need to ask for guidance as Faith, Hope, Love Ministry, as Catholic spirituality in the 21st century. We need to ask as one community for guidance about what we are to do and how we are to proceed and what we are to think at this time in our history, especially as we lead up to the great canonization of our patron, Carlo Acutis. So let us pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, Robert Prevost's intentions today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us celebrate with joy in the presence of our Lord and King. And we rejoice very greatly in you, Lord. We rejoice very greatly. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Ring out your joy. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Sing psalms to the Lord with the harp, with the sound of music, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Acclaim the King, the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world. Let the sea and all within it thunder, the world and all its peoples. Let the rivers clap their hands and the hills ring out their joy. Let us celebrate with joy as we celebrate how the presence of the Lord and King, the Holy Spirit, has filled the whole world. Let the sea and all within it thunder, the world and all its peoples. The rivers clap their hands and the hills ring out their joy. Rejoice at the presence of the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with fairness. The Spirit of the Lord has filled the whole world, our King and God. And even if it doesn't feel that way, we have to believe that we'll be experienced with Pope Leo and his election and how the Spirit of the Lord, like I said, was so committed to us, so overpowering with God's grace covering the people of God. We have to believe that that can still work, even though it doesn't make any sense in our world right now. We have to believe that the Holy Spirit is still there. In honor of Mary's gifts and God the Father, pour out your Spirit upon us to help us, to guide us, to make us obedient. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. First reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, Go buy a potter's earthen flask. Take along some of the elders of the people and of the priests, and go out toward the valley of Ben-Hinnom, at the entrance of the potsherd gate. There proclaim the words which I speak to you. Listen to the word of the Lord, kings of Judah and citizens of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, I am going to bring such evil upon this place that all who hear of it will feel their ears tingle. This is because they have forsaken me and alienated this place by burning in it incense to strange gods, which neither they nor their fathers knew. And the kings of Judah have filled this place with the blood of the innocent. They have built high places for Baal, to immolate their sons in fire as holocausts to Baal, such a thing as I neither commanded nor spoke of, nor did it ever enter into my mind. And you will break the flask in the sight of the men who went with you and say to them, Thus says the Lord of armies, Thus will I smash this people and this city, as one smashes a clay pot, so that it cannot be repaired. And Topheth shall be a burial place for the lack of place to bury anywhere else. Thus I will do this to this place and its inhabitants, says the Lord. I will make this city like Topheth, and the houses of Jerusalem and the places of the palaces of the kings of Judah shall be defiled like the roof, place of Topheth. All the houses upon whose roofs they burned incense to the whole host of heaven and poured out libations to strange gods. When Jerusalem returned from Topheth, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, he stood in the court of the house of God and said to all the people, Thus says the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, I will surely bring upon this city all the evil with which I have threatened it, because they have stiffened their necks and have not obeyed my words. Jeremiah was heard prophesying these things by the prophet Pasquiel, son of Emer, chief officer in the house of the Lord. So he had the prophet scourged and placed in the stocks at the upper gate of Benjamin in the house of the Lord. The next morning, after Pashur had released Jerusalem, had released Jeremiah from the stocks, the prophet said to him, Instead of Pashur, the Lord will name you terror on every side. For thus says the Lord, Indeed, I will deliver you to terror, you and all your friends. Your own eyes shall see them fall by the sword of their enemies. All Judea and I will deliver to the king of Babylon, who shall take them captive to Babylon, or slay them with the sword. All the wealth of this city, all it has toiled for and holds dear, all the treasures of the kings of Judah, I will give as plunder into the hands of their foes. Who shall seize it and carry it away to Babylon? You, Pashur, and all the members of your household shall go into exile. To Babylon you shall go, you and all your friends. There you shall die and be buried because you have prophesied lies to them. Jerusalem, you kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you. How often have I longed to gather your children together as a hen draws her brood beneath her wings. But you refused. You have stubbornly turned your heads so that you would not hear my words. And how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen draws her brood beneath her wings, but you refused me. Second reading from the Imitation of Christ. I taught my prophets. My son, says the Lord, listen to my words, the most delightful of all words, surpassing all the knowledge of the philosophers and wise men of this world. My words are spirit and life and cannot be comprehended by human senses alone. They are not to be interpreted according to the vain pleasure of the interpreter, but they must be listened to in silence and received with all humility and great affection. And I said, Blessed is the man whom you teach, Lord, and whom you instruct in your law. For him you soften the blow of the evil day, and you do not desert him on the earth. The Lord said, I have instructed my prophets from the beginning, and even to the present time I have not stopped speaking to all men, but many are deaf and obstinate in response. Many hear the world more easily than they hear God. They follow the desires of the flesh more readily than the pleasure of God. The world promises rewards that are temporal and insignificant, and these are pursued with great longing. I promise rewards that are eternal and unsurpassable, yet the hearts of mortals respond sluggishly. Who serves and obeys me in all matters with as much care as the world and its princes are served? Blush then, you lazy, complaining servant, for men are better prepared for the works of death than you are for the works of life. They take more joy in vanity than you in truth. Yet you are often deceived in their hope, yet they are often deceived in their hope, while my promise deceives no one, and leaves empty-handed no one who confides in me. What I have promised I shall give, and what I have said I shall fulfill for any man who remains faithful in my love until the very end. I am the rewarder of all good men, the one who vigorously tests the devoted. Write my words in your heart and study them diligently, for they will be absolutely necessary in the time of temptation. Whatever you fail to understand in reading my words will become clear to you on the day of your visitation. I am accustomed to visit my elect in a double fashion, that is, with temptation and with consolation, and I read to them two lessons each day, one to rebuke them for their faults, the other to exhort them to increase their virtue. He who possesses my words yet spurns them earns his own judgment on the last day. Responsory prayer. My son, surrender your heart to me and keep your eyes on my footsteps. Then I will place a crown of grace on your head. My son, open your heart to my wisdom. Listen to what I say. Then I will place a crown of grace on your head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The prayer for guidance, our final prayer. O God, who sanctify your universal church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of your Spirit across the face of the earth, so that your divine grace, which was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, may now spread through the hearts of those who believe in you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. O God, by whose Spirit we are governed, and by whose protection we are kept safe, extend over us your mercy, and give ear to our supplications, that the faith of those who believe in you may always be sustained by your gifts. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Let's take this opportunity to reflect on the diary of St. Faustina and just to give thanks. Just think of the relationship maybe with a friend, or think of something that you've really filled you with joy, something that God has given you in the past. Take this moment to think about that and to thank Him for that. Purify our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So let's read from the diary. Holy hour. During this hour, I tried to meditate on the Lord's passion, but my soul was filled with joy, and suddenly I saw the child Jesus, but His Majesty penetrated me to such an extent that I said, Jesus, you are so little, and yet I know that you are my Creator and Lord. And Jesus answered me, I am. And I keep company with you as a child to teach you humility and simplicity. I gathered all my sufferings and difficulties into a bouquet for Jesus for the day of our perpetual betrothal. Nothing was difficult for me when I remembered it was for my betrothed, as proof of my love for him. My silence for Jesus. I strove after great silence for Jesus. Amid the greatest din, Jesus always found silence in my heart, although sometimes it cost me a lot. But what can be too great for Jesus? For Him whom I love with all the strength of my heart. Today Jesus said to me, I desire that you know more profoundly the love that burns in my heart for souls, and that you understand this when you meditate upon my passion. Call upon my mercy on behalf of sinners. I desire their salvation. When you say this prayer with a contrite heart and with faith on behalf of some sinner, I will give him the grace of conversion. This is the prayer. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. So let's pause and let's say that. Let's say that on behalf of either some sinner, someone that God has placed on our hearts, whether that be, you know, someone that goes to church, someone that doesn't, even a priest. Pick someone that you view as a sinner. And we're going to pray this prayer just as Faustina was taught to pray by Jesus. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. Now pick another person if you have lots of sinners in your life. Let's pick another person. O blood, and say with great trust, O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. One more time, you get to pick one more person, and with great trust that God hears our prayer and grants the grace of conversion to this person, let us pray. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. And then she's going to continue. During the days of the last days of the carnival, when I was making a holy hour, I saw how the Lord Jesus suffered as he was being scourged. Oh, such an inconceivable agony. How terribly Jesus suffered during the scourging. Oh, poor sinners, on the day of judgment, how will you face the Jesus whom you are now torturing so cruelly? His blood flowed to the ground, and in some places his flesh started to fall off. I saw a few bare bones on his back. The meek Jesus moaned softly and sighed. On one occasion, Jesus gave me to know how pleasing to him is the soul that faithfully keeps the rule. A soul will receive a greater reward for observing the rule than for penances and great mortifications. The latter will be rewarded if they are undertaken over and above the rule, but they will not surpass the rule. Let's pray this chaplet of divine mercy now, and that'll be our last prayer for today. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Grant us your grace and guidance today, and also for our seminarian, Carlos Ligori, and all the rest of our members of our community, especially Father Rob, and Father Vili, and Father Jim, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.